By the way, it's a Wagner Valley Brewing Tasting Tuesday here on the station. I've already taken a swig of a bottle of Dockside Vienna Lager. This is the perfect beer for the summer. I feel like with everything that's been kind of going on, doom and gloom, let's cheer up a little bit. Let's just have a nice, clean, crisp lager that is perfect for those beautiful days. It's 5.1 ABV. You cannot go wrong with this stuff. And as usual, Cam, please indulge me so I can have another swig, even though I've already had two.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, the benefit of this time of year is that the weather does warm up a little bit. And, you know, the sunny days are bound to come. So just stick in there, keep your head down, and just keep going.
So today we're going to do something a little different. The ESPN Ithaca voicemail bag. All day long, we've been taking callers and discussing some of the hottest takes, if you will, in the National Football League. A different question a day to just see what you have to say. We never usually open up the phone lines to anybody. Chances are we're taking information and hot takes and thoughts and questions and everything via our social media. So for the day we opened it up to you. And we'll probably do this throughout the course of the next couple of weeks as things are slowing down a little bit. So make sure you check out our social at ESPN Ithaca over the next couple of weeks, because there's a good chance you can have your voice heard if you have something strong to say about, you know, what the Yankees hopefully will be doing this season. Or if you have something to say, even if it's your favorite piece of sports memorabilia that you may have. So we open up today the voicemail bag to talk NFL free agency, trades, and everything in between. What's next for TB12? Are you up in arms, or are you perfectly okay with what the Bills have done giving up for Stephon Diggs? Who do you want your favorite NFL team to go after? Let's open it up, shall we?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hello, this is Skip from Odessa. Here's my take on the Bills trade. They did what they had to do to make themselves better in their opinion. But I think between Josh Norman and Diggs, they have added a lot of malcontent attitudes to the locker room that was once strong. I think ultimately this does put them in the playoffs again, but does not push them past the first round.
All right, I'm not a big fan of that one. I mean, at least he admits that the Bills are going to be in the playoffs. That's cool, but it's not doing it for me. I don't like the fact that he kind of throws Josh Norman in the conversation with Stephon Diggs as being like these awful dudes.
I don't really see Stephon Diggs being a...
Oh, look at what he said on Twitter, and look at the frustration he's had over the last however many years he's been there of with his quarterbacks. And people are thinking that you're going to get that with Josh Allen. I don't think you are. I think the Bills have shown that they're committed to this guy, whereas year after year after year, the Vikings were just trying to find somebody who could maybe be a little stable to throw the ball to Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, you're going from, you know, a Rolodex of quarterbacks to at least you got somebody who will be, you know, you have faith in who's going to be at that position. You're not going to just go from season to season thinking to yourself, oh, who's going to be my quarterback this year? So I think that he's got some stability there, and I think Josh Norman, I think he's calmed down a little bit.
Josh Norman is also a low-risk, high-reward sort of guy. He's guaranteed practically nothing right now, and he's being given a shot to prove to Coach McDermott, who he knows very well, hey, I've still got it in the tank. Let me show you that I can do this. And I don't think he's going to be up to standards when it comes to his old ways, when it comes to his skill set on the field. I think he's still going to be pretty darn good. And opposite of Tre'Davious White, ooh, that's going to be lethal.
Yo, what's up, BTL? First time, long time. It's your boy, BK, down here holding up in Hilton Head, South Carolina, practicing my social distancing. My hot take on Tom Brady is that he is going to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and be exposed as the system QB that we all know he has been for his entire career. And, you know, the Bucs won't have the cheating and the Spygate system that had been implemented in New England for so many years. So, you know, that's going to be hard for Tom to overcome. And he should exit the league in the next couple of years. And our guy, Sam Darnold, is going to lead the Jets to the AFC East title. Love the show. See you later.
It sounded a lot like our color analyst during the high school sports or the high school soccer season, Ben Cutler.
Yeah, listen.
Considering that he said, hey, BK, and just started going off about all of that stuff.
Listen here, BK.
Oh, gosh. That was him. Has to be him.
If you have to instill your faith in Sam Darnold, just reevaluate your allegiance to your team.
I don't think Sam Darnold's that bad. I think he's going to be an okay guy. I think he's going to be an okay quarterback.
I mean, hey, listen, the AFC East is wide open now. Maybe the Jets can take it.
Bills, Jets, we'll see what happens with the Dolphins. I think they've all got a shot. Meanwhile, the Giants, Cam.
I didn't think that we were going to actually.
No, we're not going to, because we're up against a break right now. We'd get to more calls if we could, but we're up against a break. Like I said, tomorrow and throughout the course of the next couple of weeks, make sure you check our social at ESPN Ithaca. Basically, questions of the day to have your voice be heard here on BTL. BTL is back after this.